In our 2017 series, Contaminated, we told the stories of communities throughout the San Joaquin Valley struggling to access safe drinking water. Since then, the state has begun regulating a new drinking water contaminant. And though that regulation comes with accountability, there are also financial challenges, and communities are turning to the courts to help pay for water treatment. FM89's Kerry Klein brings us this story from Del Rey, an unincorporated community in central Fresno County.
Maria Ayala really likes to cook, but recently, this Del Rey clothing seller says cooking's become complicated. Earlier this year, she received a letter explaining some of Del Rey's water contains a carcinogen known as 123-TCP.
Ahorita estamos comprando...
She says she now buys bottled water for cooking and drinking, but the costs add up.
Ahorita lo que no sé es si el agua sirve para bañarse. No me ha pasado nada.
And she's confused about whether she can bathe or do laundry in the water. That's why Carlos Arias wants to fix the 123 TCP problem quickly.
And this is well number three.
He's the manager of Del Rey's Community Services District, and he's showing me one of the five drinking water wells scattered throughout the community.
What you're seeing here is the well and the pump.
A pipe into the ground is hooked up to a few gauges in a 15,000-gallon tank the size of a small school bus.
So actually the water comes out of the well, goes to the reservoir, and from there is distributed to the different places.
In order to filter out 123 TCP, Del Rey will have to install filtration systems on four of its wells. Between construction and long-term maintenance, a contracting company estimated it had cost more than $18 million. And that was in 2017. The estimate has since risen due to steel tariffs and other factors.
We can afford to do it. The district itself doesn't have enough money. The people in Del Rey can't afford it.
Instead, he hopes a lawsuit can help, and so do dozens of other Valley communities in a similar situation. First, some background. 123 TCP is a chemical that was used until the 1980s in pesticides, fumigants, and industrial solvents. California added it to its list of cancer-causing chemicals in 1992, but the State Water Board began regulating the chemical only late last year. Now, like other contaminants, 123 TCP has a maximum level allowed in drinking water. That legal limit helps hold water districts accountable for providing safe water. But for small, unincorporated communities like Del Rey, the cost can be prohibitive. This irony isn't lost on Andrea Ventura, Toxics Program Manager with the nonprofit Clean Water Action.
We think it's a very credible tension. It's a real-world tension.
As of June, wells from more than 220 water systems throughout California tested over the limit for 123 TCP. Almost two-thirds of those are located in the San Joaquin Valley. Ventura says that's a familiar pattern.
It's a very sad story in California because this is a contaminant problem in drinking water throughout the state, but primarily in our rural communities.
As an unincorporated community, Del Rey has no city council and no mayor. It doesn't have a city budget. Its median household income is $26,000. So how can it foot a bill of tens of millions of dollars? The simplest option would be to raise water rates, like what Fresno did to pay for its new surface water treatment plant. But Del Rey has only 1,600 residents. This is a form of inequity Ventura is trying to prevent.
We don't want a situation where wealthier communities have safe drinking water, but because of cost, communities like Del Rey are allowed to get sick.
State grants are an option too, but they typically cover only upfront costs. Senate Bill 623, making its way through Sacramento, would establish a fund for long-term costs, but the bill has yet to pass, and it would take time to be implemented. There is, however, another option. Sue. Todd Robbins is an attorney with Robbins Borgay Law Firm in San Francisco. He says more and more water districts are turning to lawsuits to pay for treatment, especially since the regulation took effect.
It is well over 50, and by the end of this month, it could be pretty close to 60 in terms of the total number of communities and water systems that have sued in California.
Del Rey is one of them. So who are they suing? Dow Chemical Company and Shell Chemicals, who manufactured fumigants containing 123 TCP until the 1980s. Most of the dozen or so water districts who've closed their cases have been successful, either winning in court or settling.
We have been able to have fruitful settlement negotiations, and Dow and Shell have been willing to pay significant treatment costs to our clients in order to avoid a trial.
Dow declined to comment on this story, though Shell did return an email statement suggesting the state's limit on 123 TCP is too restrictive. Litigation takes years, but in Del Rey, Carlos Arias is hopeful. 7 years after the community filed its lawsuit, a court date has been scheduled for February. For Arias, it can't come soon enough.
Our people cannot wait any longer. Our people need to have this issue resolved. The sooner, the better.
And it could be really soon if the companies decide to settle out of court. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.